Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Minnesota Wild, of course, are not thrilled about their season. They didn't make the playoffs. Tonight will be Fan Appreciation Night at the XL Energy Center as they face the Seattle Kraken. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Joe Smith, who covers the Wild for The Athletic. Good morning, Joe. There's so much we can say about this season. So many times we thought maybe they could get things going. They just couldn't do it. What kind of an off season are you looking at now?
Well, it'll certainly be interesting because, you know, they want to probably make some changes, but they don't have a lot of capability of doing much of a makeover with the salary cap, as we talked about before. A lot of guys are locked into contracts. So I think it'll probably be, as far as from a player and staff wise, a lot of self-reflection and kind of self-improvement in your off-season plans and workouts for some players. John Hines will have an off season and his coaching staff to go over things that last 50 games of the season that they had and what went well, what didn't go well, what they can tweak going into next year. So there might be some interesting decisions to make in the off season, but it won't be like a huge blockbuster one for them. But certainly they can, you know, stew or chew on a lot of things that kind of happened this year and kind of what ifs on a season that, you know, I think everyone thought they'd make the playoffs just from the previous couple of years that brought the same team back. But for a number of reasons, they weren't able to get it done.
Okay, so let's talk about John Hines. So that move from Dean Evason to John Hines midseason, are people viewing that as a positive that actually moving forward that was a good move?
Well, if you look at the numbers and how they played, I think they had like the 13th best record in the league since he took over in late November. He did bring, you know, a certain system, but a certain structure and work ethic and tried to build that culture of the group. So you saw some improvements there. It's hard to jump into a team like late November and kind of start from scratch and do that. So I think you'll have a better realization of that next season when he has a full training camp to implement some things, specifically on the penalty kill. And now he's had a chance to evaluate all of his players and what is important for them and what they need an upgrade on and whatever. So I think now it'll be more of a telling evaluation of him next season. But overall, I thought he did pretty well.
What about those veteran contracts that Billy Guerin kind of locked up at the beginning of the season? There's been some criticism of that. What are thoughts on that and moving forward, how that's worked?
Well, you know, I think like I've said to you many times, it's not the who, it's the when, right? It's like, I don't think these guys are bad players or, you know, not deserving of signing a contract. It was more so, why not wait until how the season plays out. And you saw, you know, Marcus Foligno had another core/groin surgery, second year in a row. Talked to us for The Athletic, our Monday Insider, about the season, how tough it was to get kind of on the right foot and how ready he is to be fully healthy next year. So, you know, a lot of these contracts are to be determined on how they'll be evaluated, but it's more so of the fact that they did it when they did in September versus waiting to see how the season went and what they could have gotten for that. But obviously that's something we can probably talk ad nauseum, but it's over and done with, and they're trying to move forward and see what they can do with these guys going forward.
When you look at just overall, you think of the positives of Brock Faber. Wow, what an impact he had, you know, in his rookie season. And you talk about some of that young talent. There are positives. But for fans in general, they've been told over and over again what you mentioned earlier, the salary cap issue, the Parisi-Suter contracts, one more year hanging over the heads of the Wild and Wild fans. Should fans expect anything out of next year, or are we still talking, you know, we got to get through next year to finally get out from under these contracts?
Well, it is true in the sense that that's $14.7 million that they're going to have that following year. It does offer a glimmer of hope, although some of that money will be paid towards a Brock Faber new contract and Rossi new contract and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be quite that much of a spending spree. But, you know, listen, under Bill Guerin and Craig Leopold, the mantra has been, you know, no rebuild. You know, their goal was to make the playoffs. They did. This is the second time in the last 12 years that they haven't missed the playoffs as overall organization, so it would be considered a disappointment. So I think going into next year, I think it'll probably be similar in terms of, as long as they don't get off to that bad start, it'll be a fight to get in the playoffs and a fight for the Wild card or that third spot in the division. They don't seem like they're going to be surpassing the Avalanche or Jets or Stars, at least, it seems like, from a personnel standpoint. So, but I think it is reasonable to expect going into the season a team that will fight for a chance at the playoffs. And that should be the expectation that they have going forward. I know that's what the players want and what they play for.
Certainly is what fans want as well. We're hoping for that as well. Hey, I really enjoyed you were embedded with my alma mater, Boston University, in the Frozen Four. So you gave some behind the scenes with Max Celebrini and BU. Did you enjoy your coverage of the Frozen Four?
I did. Love college hockey. Grew up with it in Michigan. I think it's something where I think fans, even if you're just NHL fans, can really have a cool glimpse of what that's like. And I did this last year with the Gophers, with Faber and Nyes, and then was around them for meetings and in the team lounge and all that stuff. And similar for BU. Great group of kids, of course, and Jay Pandolfo, alumni and former national champion with them, trying to return the program to its roots and glory. And it shows how not always a straight line, not always easy to get there. So I enjoyed my time with them. And unfortunately for the Terriers, they did get past the first game, and probably would have been a more fun story if they made it to the final. But a lot of great stories coming out of that tournament, from Matt Davis in Denver having a heck of a final against BC to a little bit of everything, guys getting their first pro contract. So I enjoyed it. Hopefully fans enjoyed it too, for a rare time to have the Frozen Four in Minnesota.
Certainly. Okay, so what happens to you now? So what do you cover? Do you jump on with some other coverage with The Athletic with the NHL playoffs, or now that the Wild are out of it?
Yeah, well, we'll be doing some season wrap-up stuff, like Russo and I, and kind of off-season analysis and mailbags and that kind of thing. And there's a chance one or both of us are going to catch on to a playoff team in the second round. I might do some Tampa Bay Lightning stuff from my experience with them. So that's kind of the early plan for this part of the summer. And then, you know, my wife and I are due in June for our first baby, so we will be taking some time off with that. So that'll be kind of my summer.
You planned that well. That was really good in June. Congratulations to you guys. Enjoy those early weeks and months with your newborn. Very excited for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me all season. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you maybe this offseason here.
I look forward to our interviews with you. Thank you so much, Joe. Good luck. Have a great offseason, and we will catch you again when the Wild are back in action.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.